My name is Denise Reardon and I live in Greystones. We have a holiday home here in British Bay. And I suppose when I first heard about it, I thought, oh yeah, that's great. Like wind turbines, that's green energy. That's clean and green and sustainable. And who can argue with that? But then I realised the ramifications that it might have for the environment. And it's not just here in British Bay. It's likely to have an impact all the way along the coast, down as far as Corktown and all of the other beaches in between. I suppose you don't have to be a marine biologist to know that any small change that you make in a marine environment can have massive impact. And it's just such a wonderful resource that we have here. I didn't want to admit it, but since you did, Henry, I, like you, didn't. I had never been to British Bay until I was an adult.
I've only been to British Bay recently on my campervan tour. I'd never been here before.
Yeah, and when my husband brought me here the very first time, he still slags me about it. I came over the dunes and I went, oh, who knew? It's just amazing that we have beaches like this here in Ireland, and we really should be more careful about keeping them. I think it's not so much about stopping the wind turbines being put in, because, you know, everybody wants green energy, everybody wants to have our country become more sustainable. It's just about how we do that. Can we succeed in having them being put out further to sea? I'm not sure, but I think doing things to raise awareness like this is important, and for people to know that it's not just, you know, maybe NIMBYism or people who don't like green energy. It's about doing that in a sustainable way that doesn't have a knock-on effect to the local species and to the rest of the environment locally.
Michael Higgins, I'm a resident here in British Bay. My concern about the proposed wind farm here, there's over 38 different species of birds that exist on the sandbank.
My name is Maurice Martin. I'm a very recent resident of British Bay. My wife and I holidayed here as teenagers, and we deliberately retired down this direction to avail of the tranquility and peace of British Bay. So we're very much in favour of renewable energy, but we just think that the wind farm should be built further off shore on floating platforms.
Hello, my name is William Howery. I'm a local resident and been down in British Bay area for years and years. Because of our concerns, we have set up an organisation called Southeast Coastal Protection Alliance, SECPA, SEPCA. And we have a website, secpa.ie.
I'm Jasmine Howery. I'm holidaying down here for the last 30 years. We had a mobile home, and now we've moved on to a little bungalow. I have 9 grandchildren, and I'm worried that the beaches mightn't be here for them. And if the beaches aren't here with nice sand as we have now, they won't be interested in coming down anymore.
Hello, my name is Oliver Staunton. I have a business here. We have a caravan park here. I've been here all my life.
So you're a resident, you're born and bred British Bay
yeah.
Here at the beach hut.
Yeah, yes. We're not against the turbines, but we are against them in the proximity to the foreshore. If they were out 22 kilometres out to sea, we wouldn't have
an
issue.
You're not against them, you just don't want them right on the beach.
Exactly, yes.
So we're here amongst the sand dunes on British Bay. We can see wind turbines in the very distance that have been there for a number of years. We can hear kids playing, there's kayaking, there's surfing, there's sailing.
We're concerned that it will be lost. What we want to happen is for these to be put out onto floating platforms further out to sea. That way we'll save the sandbanks, because we're concerned that if you solve one environmental issue, you'll cause a far worse one by the decimation of the beaches.
What's your view on wind farms coming to Arklow?
Sound, yeah.
A lot of jobs to go around there then.
Well, I would welcome it. Employment's always good, but I think for the refurb of the dock and everything else, because there's going to be vessels in there that's going to bring the guys out for construction and also to maintain it after it's done.
Hi, I'm Louise Glennon. I'm Head of External Affairs for SSE Renewables Ireland.
Louise, I travel from British Bay to Arklow, and we're here at the harbour. And behind us, this is where SSE Renewables are going to have a base.
Yeah, so here we're going to build our operations and maintenance facility. We want to construct Arklow Bank Wind Park Phase 2 to meet the government target of 1 gigawatt of offshore wind for 2025.
So that's a lot of electricity.
That's a lot of electricity, yeah. Arklow Bank Wind Park will be able to power approximately 450,000 homes a year if it's constructed.
What do you say to these residents and these holidaymakers who don't want the wind farms?
We've done a lot of consultation over the past 3-4 years in relation to Arklow Bank Wind Park, and the vast majority of feedback that we have received, particularly from the residents of County Wicklow, has been overwhelmingly positive. The top piece of feedback is from people who are looking to secure employment on the wind park. In the main, we've heard positives. We have heard concerns about construction impact, which are all very valid. And then we have heard other concerns more recently about the concerns about the long-term impact. In terms of environmental impact, it is not in our interest to have a negative impact on the local environment. We've done an extensive environmental impact assessment report, and that has considered issues like coastal erosion, for example, and we've submitted that to the Department of Housing, Heritage and Local Government for their consideration. But sustainability is a core value for SSE, and not only a value, but it's a core pillar of our strategic plan. And you know, all of our goals are aligned with the Sustainable Development Goals, and the destruction of the local environment absolutely runs contrary to that. So we are not, it's not in our interest to cause any destruction. And perhaps, you know, it may actually have some benefits to the local erosion issue. The wind farm that we're proposing to develop is, the location is between 6 and 13 kilometres from shore. Our lease area is that lease area. So there's a red line boundary around the area in which we're exploring. So that's where we have to build, hopefully. If looking at proposed sites in the future, you know, of course you could build further out. I suppose there's a few things to think about when choosing a wind farm site offshore. That is water depths. The fixed turbines cannot be used in deeper waters, so you'd be required to use floating wind technology. For SSE, we would need to see further use of further deployment of floating wind technology before we'd be absolutely confident about using it ourselves. The target that we're working towards for Arklow Bank Wind Park is 2025. If we want to deliver that 1 gigawatt by that time, then we would need to use fixed turbine technology. So the deeper we would go, then the less appropriate fixed turbine technology would be. In other jurisdictions, state agencies have taken advantage of the offshore wind farm and used that to present a unique tourism offering to the market. We believe that through the development of Ireland's first offshore wind farm of scale, a similar offering can be provided here in County Wicklow. And that's why we've developed the Sustainable Education Centre within our operations and maintenance facility, because we wanted to provide a place where people can come and visit and find out more about sustainability, find out more about offshore wind, and find out more about Arklow's journey through offshore wind, because there are 7 turbines here already, and we're looking to further develop those sites.